Talk to me about yield. Benefits, are you seeing an increase in yield on your no-till acres, and how does that work together?
Well, I mean, we really don't have any acres that we don't no-till, so but the yields are holding up very comparable with what we're seeing in other operations in the area. I think we've even got some fields that probably yield better than some of the other operations where they're doing a lot of tillage and not really looking at soil health as much as we are. Just seems like that the fields look greener, longer, stay better crop health and so forth later into the fall, which I think generates more yield out of it.
Did I hear you mention in your presentation today that you have some corn on corn fields that are out yielding some corn on soybean acres?
If we look at all of our corn on corn fields compared to all of our corn on soybean fields and average all that together, our corn on corn fields this year and last year both have out yielded our corn on soybean fields.
Do you think a lot of that is to do with the management, nutrient management, and utilizing cover crops in that?
Well, it's several things. It's cover crops. We strip till our corn on corn ground and corn on soybean ground both, so we're through strip till. I think we're getting better stands out of the corn on corn ground. Managing nitrogen maybe a little bit more on the corn on corn ground than we are on corn on soybean ground. Putting on some late season nitrogen in both of them, but I think that just helps to augment the nitrogen rates that we're using, making them more efficient and getting us better yields out of it.